All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Wednesday, June 29th. The month is almost over, and we have a lot to talk about because yesterday, the NASDAQ dropped more than 3%. So we can take a look at this of what happened here. One of the reasons is consumer confidence was coming in super low, and inflation expectations are the highest since 1987. Crude oil is up more than 2%. Bitcoin is below 20,000 again. So there's a lot to talk about. Plus, we will show you the trade that we took yesterday as the market was diving down. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hart. Together, we have more than 48 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, and I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, I have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, before we talk about markets, Mark, I mean, next week is 4th of July, so it's another short trading week. Do you have any big plans for the 4th of July weekend?
Pool, fireworks, and barbecue.
That sounds good. Well, I'm coming towards you because Vivian and I will do a road trip the weekend after. We have a regatta in Long Beach, California. So we just thought, okay. You know what, this will be fun to do a nice long road trip. And Vivian actually, since she's interested in colleges in San Francisco, said, "Hey, why don't we go up to San Francisco?" And I know Long Beach to San Francisco, that's what, like 5 or 6 hours. But she said, "Hey, let's do a road trip." So we might come up to your neck of the woods. So I'll let you know, and then we can maybe hook up for some barbecue.
nice. Yeah, that'll be fun. All right. Little road trip.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's happening here in the markets. And yesterday, geez, I mean, markets were just plummeting. The S&P down 2%. The NASDAQ, we just said it, almost 3%. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, and I mean, it was actually a little nastier because we got off to a great start, Marcus. We opened higher. There was a quick move higher after the open, just rallying, and then almost an immediate reversal there that you see on the chart, and falling and falling and never looking back. So we erased a decent gain at the open, continue to slide, and ended near session lows.
Well, I think a big factor to this is right here when we had an economic report being released. So let's take a look at the economic calendar of yesterday. I mean, this is where yesterday at 10 Eastern time, we had the consumer confidence where everybody already thought, it'll come in lower. So everybody expected a reading of 100, but then it came in at 98.7. And if you go back to the chart, this is right here. That's pretty much when the slide started, because now the fears of the recession are back. Or are more, they're more prominently. I mean, they were never gone.
Oh, sure. And so it was also the conference board said that 12-month inflation expectations for its consumer confidence survey were at 8% for June, the highest level going back to August 1987 when they started keeping data.
Right, and this is where it really comes down to, okay, how aggressively will the Fed hike rates, right? And yesterday we had Fed's Mester, Loretta Mester, saying, 75 basis point, we should do that if conditions remain the same. And thus far, it seems that conditions remain the same. So if you look at the FedWatch tool and see what's happening, we see that the probability of a 75% or 0.75% rate hike is declining a little bit. It's coming from 90 to 85. So right now, market participants are kind of torn of maybe there will be a 50% or 0.5% rate hike here because we also... I don't think that the Fed wants to slide the economy into a recession.
You know, it's the fine little dance between overdoing it, but also saying, hey, we have to overdo it because inflation is just out of control. So, and that's where traders are going back and forth, trying to find some good news out of all of this. I know you have the economic calendar up, but you know, just to mention, at the open yesterday, it seemed like COVID cases in Beijing and Shanghai, and they're cutting back the quarantine situation there. That was the positive news, but that was short-lived.
Yeah. So today we have Fetcher Powell speaking again, and he's at a conference in Portugal at the the European Central Banks. Yeah.
I believe so. And so he's speaking right now. And many times you have prepared statements. You know, if there is Q&A, which there might be, that's when something can come out, you know, off the cuff, a comment that catches investors by surprise. But I think last week's were much bigger and more significant.
Right. And then, of course, tomorrow will be kind of the big one, because tomorrow we have the core PCE price index. This is one of the Fed's inflation gauges, and we have the unemployment claims. So these are two important reports, because here, this is where we'll see, okay, is inflation peaking, and how badly is right now the policy of the Fed hitting the economy with the unemployment claims?
Sure. Yeah, right. Tomorrow to be watched.
Definitely. Okay, so but what I said yesterday, I mean, we had some good news. So we had some travel stocks moving higher. I mean, LVS gapped higher, but then was dragged down by the overall market. I mean, we have a position in LVS, so this started to look good. This morning, slightly down here, we'll take a look at pre-market trading, but it was pretty much across the board travel stocks, because you said it, the COVID restrictions in China that have been lifted. I think airlines did well initially too. If you look at a 5-minute chart here, we see like, hey, UPIA. But then as soon as the consumer confidence was released with the overall market, they were just sliding down, no matter what airline you're looking into. So, but a huge jump into the
open. Same chart. Same chart.
Same chart. Exactly. Well, so this is where right now we also have some focus on individual companies. One of them, another meme stock here that had a really drastic move in overnight trading. So Bed Bath & Beyond dropping 15% after reporting earnings.
Yeah, they posted a pretty big miss on quarterly earnings and revenue expectations. They also announced that their CEO is stepping down, and investors seem to not like that combination there.
Yeah, so another big downtrend. I mean, if you look at this chart, Bed Bath & Beyond was kind of crazy. Let's take a look a little bit at pre-market trading, and let's see if Fetcher Powell right now is moving the markets. If you look at the overnight action in the NASDAQ, I mean, not a whole lot going on after this huge slide yesterday. I mean, this is extremely quiet overnight, which kind of is, again, good news, because we don't have necessarily a follow through just yet. I think there's a lot of focus on tomorrow's report. So today might be a little bit a wait and see.
Yeah, I agree there. I'm just really, really quiet after the big down day. And we're setting up basically flat. NASDAQ down just a tiny bit. Even the S&P flat, Dow up a little bit. So mixed as we head into the open.
Right. All right, let's talk a little bit about our trading and our positions here. So, I mean, still in bud. This is looking really good. I got assigned at 54. Yesterday it went up to 55.50. Pulled back a little bit, but right now it's pretty likely that I might get called away there, and that's great. I mean, I collected some nice premium here on Bud, and I'm okay letting this one go. So initially, I sold some puts, got assigned there at 54, sold some calls, then last week sold some more calls. So we will see if Bud stays above 54. My shares are getting called away. I'm not making any money on the shares, but I'm keeping all of the premium. NVIDIA and you at AMD, they look very similar. So right now, not being able to sell calls, I got assigned at 195. And in AMD, you got assigned at 104, right?
Yes.
Right. So this is where we are waiting to see if we can sell any calls. Then I'm also in TPR. And this was looking good. I'm assigned at 37. So waiting to sell some calls here. But then also we saw a trade yesterday. You saw it first, and then you jumped in. And after this, I got in. Let's talk about this trade.
Sure. And it's MasterCard again.
Yeah, I mean,
So
we've been trading MasterCard. MasterCard has been good for us. So a couple of things. First of all, we want to make sure that this is a value stock. So we always like to check Google Finance, and we want to see here a fairly low PE ratio, and the PE ratio we want to see below 50, and we see that right here it is 33, so below 50. We want to see that it has a nice dividend yield, or that it has that it is paying dividends. And then we also want to see how has this stock been doing in terms of earnings over the last few quarters and also over the past few years. And we just see that MasterCard, super solid, wouldn't you agree?
absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, they don't pay a big dividend, but they have a small one. But those numbers all look good, and that makes me interested in owning shares. And then it's a matter of where do I want to own shares at?
Right, and this is where we look at the chart and we just see if we can identify some support. So, what did you see there yesterday?
Yeah, I really like support around 310 or higher. In fact, about a month ago, I was trading the 315. I got assigned at 315, made some nice premium on the calls, and then was called away. Yesterday, had an opportunity to sell the 310, so I took that.
Right, and you sold the 310 for $1.30. For me, it was $1.20. So based on today, that would be 46% annualized. But yesterday, for me, it was 35% annualized, and for you, what, 38% or something like this. So and so let's talk about this. What's our expectation here? Our expectation is that MasterCard will stay above 310 by Friday. If this is the case, we just keep the premium. Nothing will happen. If MasterCard moves below 310, then we get assigned and can sell calls. And that's exactly what happened to you, what, a couple of weeks ago or last week?
Yes, I think on the 315, I collected $6 or approximately $6. So, real nice premium there, and then just got called away. So, reestablishing a position here at a lower price, I would be very happy with that. Otherwise, decent premium for just a couple of days.
Yeah. And yesterday, MasterCard kept sliding a little bit more. So, right now on the scanner, we even have some lower strike prices at attractive premiums. I mean, we'll see what happens when the markets open. But if you're watching this and if you're interested in following this trade and saying, hey, you know what, MasterCard, I like this company as well. Again, you have your plan, make your own decisions. But right now, it is even possible to go as low as 305 or 307.50, as you see here on the scanner. Or you can choose to get the 310 and then get really nice annualized premium. So yesterday, as of the close, it was at $1.82. So again, we got $1.20, $1.30. So right now, there's around 50% more premium in there. We'll see what happens in the open, but it seems that we are pretty much around in the pre-opening here, around yesterday's closing price. So it might be slightly less than $1.80, but there's definitely premium still there.
Yeah, take your pick. A few different choices there.
Yeah, so
I
that's
like
a great
that.
thing, right? Where you can decide which one you want to do best. We like the 310. I said, yeah, you had the 315 here, so no problem there. All right, another quick peek here to see what is happening going into the open. All major indices right now diddling along, and that is a technical term for what exactly what you're seeing here. That is the chart formation that you see right now. It is a diddling along chart formation.
Diddling along with a little trendability.
There we go. So we'll see what happens tomorrow at a bigger picture. We'll just see after this slide if we are bouncing back. Oh, I want to talk about crude oil, because crude oil is on the move again, moving higher. And that's not good news for inflation. I mean, after we had this nice move down, going higher, let's see if this can go down. But right now, it's also summertime. It's peak travel time. I mean, I told you about the road trip that I want to do. So I'll be traveling, I'll be using gas. Everybody loves to fly also next weekend, 4th of July weekend. So this is probably right now driven by demand.
Yep. Also with China, if they are reopening, it's kind of a double-edged sword. They will be consuming more energy.
Exactly. Anyhow, so as you can see, there's plenty of opportunities to trade these markets. And if you would like to know how we trade the markets, take a look at these videos here where we explain the wheel strategy in 15 minutes or less. And then we will see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.